Well, welcome indeed. That was Laura's Occidental Living Room, and this is Arnaldo. And now I ascend to my normal show, which is, starts at 7 to 9, and with Tommy's Holiday Camp. So welcome, everyone. It's a lovely Friday evening. Hope you enjoyed the first couple of hours of Scar. Usually do one every winter just to cheer everyone up on these cold days when we think of the Caribbean. And, of course, just wanted to talk about the Haiti earthquake disaster. You can help. Some local people are helping. You can, let's see, Louise Bus is accepting donations. And you can give her a call at 887-9094 or email chickenfoot@comcast.net for more information. And they want all sorts of things, sheets, blankets, towels, tents, wheelchairs, walkers, closed-toe shoes, lightweight summer clothing, and especially children's clothing. So do what you can. Give Louise a call at 887-9094 and email chickenfoot@comcast.net. So, yeah, very exciting. I have three members of the group called Fish Bear in the studio. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi. Okay.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, very welcome. We have Gavin.
Yep.
Hadley.
Hello.
And Josh.
Hi there.
Great. Welcome. And so anyway, you're creating quite a buzz with your music. So perhaps we can give a bit of a background of how you became so inspired to play music and to start recording as a band. Do you want to start?
Oh, you're talking about me personally?
Hadley, yeah, Hadley, yeah.
Well, I started playing guitar when I was 10. I just really enjoyed music more than anything, I guess. And
but why the guitar? What made you pick up the guitar rather than something else?
You know, I don't know. I think a lot of people just use the guitar just because it's such a popular instrument. I don't know. People think you're cool because you play guitar. And
okay. Hey, ever since rock began, that's the whole point of playing the guitar, because it's cool.
Unfortunately, not so much anymore.
Well, there's lots of other instruments to play, and they're all cool. Even the accordion. I love the accordion. The accordion is really cool now.
Oh, yeah.
Really has. And so you played, started playing the guitar. Now, I heard a little something about you that at a young age, somebody was coming up at about 8:30, Spencer Burrows. Wasn't he your teacher? Guitar teacher?
Yeah, I was in kind of like a classic rock cover band when I was younger. And he kind of mentored us, I guess. Yeah. So
great. So you got some good input there. He's a fine musician.
Yeah, he is. Great.
So anyway, everyone listen in later. He will be playing live in the studio starting about 8:39. So hope everyone can stick around. So so Gavin, now yeah. What's now they've all from the pictures in their. On their website, they've all like changed. Don't actually no. Hadley's fairly similar to the picture, but the others have changed. So they threw me for a loop. So
yeah, I guess I have the shortest hair that I've had, say, my entire life, pretty much. Right now, I don't know. Decided a couple weeks ago to just cut it all off, but yeah.
So what inspired you to start get into music and.
Well,
pick up the bass.
My dad has my entire life played. He's got a thousand strong record collection spread between our house in Canada and our house here. And he's always played everything from like Frank Zappa to J.S. Bach my entire life. Wake up every morning to either classical music or some weird jazz or anything. And he's pretty much been a huge inspiration. He's always helped me along. I picked up saxophone in fifth grade, and I've been playing ever since. And I only picked up the bass actually at the beginning of high school because I asked my friends, what should I play? I mean, there's too many guitarists, I feel. And so my friends were saying, oh, you should play bass so you could jam with us. And that's I've pretty much learned bass in Fish Bear, taught myself, really.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, neat.
We couldn't find another bass player who would show up. So.
Yeah, I kind of got the job because I showed up on time all the time.
Sounds like the Beatles, remember? They had that problem with the...
The drummer, yeah.
With the bass player, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
Paul had to take it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they didn't need three guitarists anyhow.
So now, Josh, tell us about yourself.
I picked up trumpet in elementary school. My grandfather owned a trumpet and taught me how to play a little bit and let me play it. And he also taught me how to play the bass, and I've been hooked on music ever since. And that's the short of it, yeah.
Okay, well, we've chatted a bit. Let's just play the first track of their new EP, which is out. And how is that T-H-E-E-P? How is that pronounced?
Thiep.
Thiep. Okay.
Yeah.
Just checking. You never know.
Yeah. Yeah. This first track is called Veins.
Okay.
Sea of lies we sail on, and what we travel to might already be gone. On the ocean floor, with the bottom feeders laughing, tectonic plates still shifting, we seek what we are lacking. Tinted gray, the colors we are missing. No northern lights so far away, no red lips I'll be kissing. Try to find my way by the dim light of a candle. The sky is like a big TV on a non-existent channel.
Yeah. Excellent. What was that called?
That's Veins.
Okay. And in what vein was that written?
I don't know. That was our drummer, Ben, singing that song. He also wrote that, and we arranged it for Fish Bear. I'm not sure what he was really thinking in veins of music when he wrote that, actually. He writes a lot of interesting stuff. I don't really know how you'd describe it.
I guess it kind of changed a lot in feel when it came to Fish Bear and, you know, when we changed it up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It wasn't what he thought it was originally.
Yeah.
Yeah, it started out as an electronic piece that was very, very different.
Yeah. Now, you'll sing. You're vocalists as well. You mentioned it, so everyone takes a turn.
We like to think we're vocalists, yeah. But yeah, we have some songs where we do like 6-part harmony from time to time. But yeah.
Oh, excellent. So, okay, so take us through the process of putting a song together. How do you bring your own song, or do you collaboratively work sometimes? How does that work?
The way it usually works is someone will bring in something that they've been working on, be it a chord progression or it's usually a chord progression or something like that, or a chord progression and a melody, or a more developed song. And everyone will write parts for
yeah,
it.
We pretty much kind of like just play the chord progression sometimes, and everybody just tries to play something that sounds good, and we just keep doing that until we finally get the click where we're like, oh, that sounded good.
And then from there, we'll take it to writing lyrics and writing horn lines and all that. Yeah.
Oh, interesting. So you get the basics and then... run with it from there as a group.
It's really a collaborative process. Yeah. I'd say all of our songs pretty much are completely collaborative. Everybody brought something to the table, no matter how small it was or big. Yeah.
Oh, interesting. And now your EP's just come out. The one first one has just come out.
It's been out for a couple months. We recorded it last summer, and we had been trying to get something out for a long time, and we're really excited to have some recorded music in existence that we're proud of.
Right.
Yeah.
And you should be. It's excellent.
Thanks.
Now, you've been doing some pretty cool gigs, I understand.
Yeah.
So tell us about it. I think you did the Fillmore.
Yeah, we got lucky with that gig, man. Wow.
Yeah, that was surreal. I'm still pinching myself over that.
Really?
We've always talked about how there are certain bands that we would like love to open for that would like mix well with like people who like our music too, and Cake was one of those bands, and so the Fillmore gig was kind of a really strange dream come true for us at this point in our musical careers. It was really crazy.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. And then we played some open mics.
It sort of came down a bit.
Yeah. It's funny. We had a gig at the Fillmore, and then in that same week at Yoshi's, and now for the rest of the year we've got open mics and smaller gigs planned. It's really funny.
But the year is very, very young.
Oh, yeah, that's
so
true.
There's a lot going on. Now, one place I noticed you played at, I wanted to hear about it because it's new, the new Chrome Lotus.
Right.
I know it's just opened. Can you give us some idea what it's like and what's happening there?
We played there last night. It's a pretty cool venue. I don't know. It's got a nice couple bars and a good dance area.
They've got some pool tables up front. It's really, it's like a dance club type thing, like a dance club you'd see in the city. And it's a pretty cool place.
Yeah. We had fun playing there.
Yeah.
Oh, good. What type of crowd is it? Is it from the college? Because it's on Mendocino Avenue, isn't it, in Santa Rosa?
Yeah.
It's an older crowd. I'm not sure.
But Sonoma County people from middle 20s and up, I'd say.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, good. It's always good to get new venues coming in. We've lost a few. So it's good to have some new ones coming back in.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Was it pretty fancy? I've heard the decor is pretty snazzy. Is that true?
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
Very modern. Slick, super cool.
Yeah, Chrome Lotus. It sounds very cool. So, you've brought in a couple of extra of your CDs, your EP CDs. So, I understand you may be giving them away if somebody can answer a trivia question. Is that right?
That is our intention. We're still ruminating on a trivia question, so that'll be coming to you soon. But as soon as we come up with something worthy, we'll throw it out there, and there will be CDs up for the winning.
Yeah.
Okay. And you can call us at 874-1073 if you have a question for Fish Bear.
Or an idea of a question, even.
But that does exclude you from answering it, though.
Yes.
One hopes. Now, of course, well, let's play another track.
All right. So the second track is called My Attention.
And it's a lot different than the first track, you'll notice.
Okay.
Spending all of my time, I got this one thing on my mind. It's been zapping all of my attention. So answer me just one question: why do I spend all my time on you? So reach out a hand to hold. Your embrace is so, so cold. Never return all my affection. I turn my thoughts of you into discretion. Why do I spend all my time on you? Someday
by surprise that end. Excellent. What was that called?
My Attention.
Ah, and who wrote or who brought that to the group?
I wrote the lyrics and brought in a chord progression to that, but everything else is collaborative with the band.
So that's Gavin there. Is owning up to. But you have a lot of great energy in your music. I like it. So you know, you seem very confident.
Thank
in your
you.
Playing, it's
Thank
not.
Thank you very much.
It's good. It's good. You know, not exactly seasoned veterans, so you know, gray-haired, you know, guys. So it's really great to see. You know, it seems a lot of bands. You know, really, it's hard, especially in America, for young bands to really make an impression. Actually, get out there. You know, it's
yeah, we've noticed.
You know, I just remember growing up in the 60s. You know, it's like. The bands were all 18 or 20 yeah. or something. You know, they were just it was just accepted that was the way it was. But I think the business has changed.
Yeah, definitely.
Obviously,
yeah.
And everyone has to be their own promoter and maker of CDs and things like that.
Yeah, it's an interesting market now. Trying to break into the music world.
Yeah.
Scary.
But I think, you know, with the internet and, you know, MySpace and Facebook and things like that, at least you can get out there. You're not waiting for a record company to maybe promote
yeah.
you.
Yeah,
definitely. That's the good of it for sure. Yeah.
You know, it's really changed from the old days. You know,
yeah.
People have, you know, you may be more out on your own, but you do have that freedom to do what you want.
Right.
Yeah. So I think that's big. And well, I think that's the main thing. As a band, I mean, you want to be original, and you want to create, how do you see yourself? What, you know, how do you see yourself, you know, maybe a year down the road? You know, are you, you know...
Good question.
I mean, I think times showed that just, like, our music has gotten, like, more advanced, but also weirder, just adding weirder things, like, as we learn more music theory, basically.
Yeah, there's really, like, no telling where we'll go from here.
Yeah. Yeah.
So let's say you're open to learning. Yeah. That's the thing. Yeah. Just, this is what I know, and
yeah,
that's what I'm going to do. You want to keep moving.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I suppose. I suppose a year from now will probably be a little bit weirder. Yeah.
Good. I like weird.
Who doesn't?
Exactly. But now, you must have had, you know, favorites. Now, Hadley, what performers inspire you?
Well,
that could be, you know, past ones or present ones, you know.
I mean, when I first started playing guitar, it was all about, like, Jimi Hendrix, of course, and stuff like that. And the Beatles, of course. Nowadays, it's more like Radiohead. I really like Radiohead.
Okay.
Just kind of go with that.
Good.
Yeah.
I don't know. I listened to pretty much everything, but I guess I gotta say that my biggest influences would be the Beatles and, like, The Who and, like, classic rock bands from back then, Cream and stuff like that. I'm not really sure. But I listen to pretty much everything and draw from a lot of different places. I don't know.
Yeah. You just take it in. You
yeah.
know. Are you going to be watching The Who at the Super Bowl at halftime?
Yeah. That's definitely.
That's the highlight of that, for sure.
Well, my show is called Tommy's Holiday Camp, which is a Who, you know, the only Who song that Keith Moon wrote.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that. I didn't know he wrote any. That's a...
Yeah, it's a very short song that he managed just about that.
Just got it out.
Exactly.
That's great.
And yourself, Josh, what inspires you?
As far as a performer, as far as seeing a group live or live groups, I think... bands from the second wave of ska, the like late 70s and early 80s of ska, the energy that those bands had on stage was just incredible. These people would be, you know, jogging on place for their full hour set and jumping up and down the whole time. And I think that's a cardiovascular fitness level to aspire to for a musician.
Yeah. Excellent idea, yeah. You're in the James Brown school of on-stage performance, you know, exercise, you know, a lot of movement.
I guess you could say that, yeah. Yeah.
He's the ultimate.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm so disappointed I didn't get to see him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But...
He's on YouTube. He lives forever.
Yeah.
Now, yeah, we do have that. We do have the EP out. And did you guys come up with a question? If somebody wants to win their new CD EP.
So whoever can give us the most compelling argument that Pluto should still be considered a planet... we'll get a copy of our 5-song EP titled Thiep. So give us a call and let us know.
Yeah.
After you've formulated a good argument.
Excellent question. So 874-1073, why should Pluto still be a planet, not just a, what do they call it,
dwarf
planet.
They changed it to some other...
How demeaning.
Yeah. It's been around long enough, you know. But, okay, so 874-1073, area code 707. And it's nice because EPs, that reminds me of in my young days in England, we used to have EPs. That was what, you know, a lot of bands put out was EPs. And I always remember the Beatles, that the really what broke them really huge over the top was their EP of Twist and Shout, which was really a compendious small a version of the Please Please Me album. But they put that out, and that just literally It was the first EP ever to go top of the singles charts.
Hmm. Oh, that's
great. And that was just like wham, you know, that was it. It was all done after that. So I have a fondness for EPs. So really, it could be the EP or Thiep. I mean, really. Yep. Yeah.
You've discovered the play on words. It's supposed to be a secret. It's cryptic.
Oh, no. I do too many crosswords and anagrams. So you're listening to Arnolder, your host of Tom Izzolidi Camp, and I'm sitting here with three members of Fishbear, a very talented local band who you'll be hearing lots of. And in fact, you're coming up with a gig next week. Next Friday.
Yeah. Yeah, next Friday we'll be at the
Highland Dell.
Yeah.
Out in Monterio.
So you should come on out to that. If you get tickets in advance, they're $15. And if you buy them at the door, they're $20. And we'll be playing for 2 hours. And it should be a dancing good time.
Yeah.
Actually, it's a great location. It's a great room. It really is super. We've been there quite a few times.
Fantastic.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it.
Yeah. And good people who run it as well.
Cool.
They're really looking for, you know, really like getting some good people in there, you know, not just, you know, too many, you know, all good stuff. But I can't say anything bad. But, you know, of course, in Monterio, it did lose the pink elephant clothes. So that was,
wow.
I'm glad that the Highland Dells at least add in some things there.
Yeah.
So it's excellent. So 874-1073, and you listen to Cal's Radio. It's just coming up to 7:30 on this deliquescent, wonderful downtown Occidental. We love it here, and it's your community radio station, 107.3, and it's www.kows.fm. So, meanwhile, should we put another one of the Thiep song?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go with number... Three?
Which one?
You want to switch to? You want to jump over and?
Number three. Number three is a classic, I guess, of ours.
that was number four, though.
Let's do number three first.
Number three. Yeah. This song we've been playing since we've first started, and it's evolved a lot since then. And yeah.
Okay.
It's called Minorska.
Minorska,
small island off the coast of Norway in our imaginary fish bear world.
Dinosaurs live there. It's good to know because you got to be ready.
Oh, okay. And I want to hear about the fish bear world when we get back. Okay?
All right.
Smoggy bowels of LA, concrete giants block our way, stuck in dreary suburbs here, where our mutants claim to fame. It's a pristine yard of pomade, a crew cut gardener's dream. How I long to see natural greenery, and I must escape this Anglo-Saxo tenchery. Sail away, rolling waves will carry us. Minorska waits, Odin's breath will ferry us. Strangers, how
just with me.
Whoops, we just reached the end of the song. We're having so much fun. Sorry, everyone was enjoying the music and not ourselves. So, Minorska. And now this is a place in the fish bear world. Is this like Middle Earth and stuff?
Almost. Yeah.
Our drummer came up with this really long-winded legend of fish bear, which actually gets retold in different ways every time somebody asks him to tell it. It's unfortunately he's not here because we could have him tell the story, the complete story. But basically it's about a trout that was raised by bears after a massacre of a trout spawning field. And the trout grows up wondering why he doesn't look like his parents, the bears, and then goes on to try and unite the bear and fish people. And yeah,
he brings peace for a while. Yeah. But
that was a long time ago.
But then, of course, he was martyred and... Bears still eat fish, so...
They do, even though there's fewer of them around.
Here. Right. Fewer bears, too.
That's true. Yes.
Right.
So, do you do anything... now, you combined... Yeah, the fish bear. I mean, you combined it as a... two conflicting animals.
Right.
You've mashed together, basically. This is the result of mashing now. Anything gets mashed.
Yeah, very good. That's a good play.
Yeah, we had some sort of deep meaning for that name, but we just don't.
Well, you know, it is the ancient legend that we made up.
Right.
That we were just telling you about. Yeah.
I didn't actually mean that.
Yeah.
Hold on. I understand. Well, that's great. And, I was just telling the guys in the band of a band called the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band, and they were sort of unaware of them, but I do want to play one of their tracks because, in fact, I've just got their new CD, and it's actually the CD release party is tomorrow in London at the Bloomsbury Theatre. So if anybody's listening in London or going there tonight and will be there tomorrow, they will see the three bonzos and a piano playing at the Bloomsbury Theatre. So I definitely wanted to get that out to everyone. And the one I'll play right now is... a little, of course, they are very funny and silly, and I believe, which is the prerequisite for that. And this is called Satnav Sally. And Satnav in England means GPS. It's the voice you have in your car which directs you. So that's called Satnav Sally.
At the next track, turn left.
Satnav Sally, your brain is quite uncanny. Your daddy would have blessed me, Pa. Satnav Sally, your life is just a rally. Please don't leave us in the dark.
Stick with me and you'll be all right.
Satnav Sally, you're really rather pally.
At the next chorus, change key.
Sally, what do you know?
I just got back from the Bonzo show.
Steering through the snow, can't find no way to go.
Even with my battery low, you switch me on, I gotta go.
Find out, Sally, your
daddy won't you let me pop. Sad now, Sally, life is just a rally. Please don't leave us in the dark.
Turning left or turning right,
you can follow me home tonight.
Sad now, Sally, lead me up your alley.
Sorry, I got lost somewhere.
Turn right.
Who said that?
Thomas.
Where's Sally?
Make a U-turn.
Shan't.
Make a U-turn.
No.
Make a U-turn!
That was the Three Bonzos and the Piano off their CD, which is being released tomorrow. So you've got a world premiere. And
wowzers.
Hope you enjoyed that. And so I'm here with Hadley and Gavin and Josh of Fishbear. And I hope you're all enjoying it. And we have not had the a call in yet to convince us that Pluto should still be a planet. That's what we're asking to win the new EP.
We'll take any arguments.
Don't be shy.
Somebody's got to still love Pluto.
874-1073-707. So it could be anybody out there. I know you're listening all around the world. So here's a call. Let's see who it is.
All right.
We'll get them on. Hello? Okay, hold on a second. Pluto the planet. Pluto, I'll put you on.
You what? I only caught the tail end of what you said.
Okay, now what? Now you can win a the Fishbear album, new CD, if you can make a comment to prove that basically Pluto should still remain a planet.
Why? Is there some debate over? Are they throwing it out of the solar system? Or
they
something?
Did. Yeah, they kicked it out of the. It's now a planetoid or something.
Yeah, we've got 8 planets and then 1 dwarfed planet now.
Are you kidding?
No, I mean, not
how did I miss that?
Well, it is a very long orbit, like 248 years.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. Well, I mean, you know, one of the first things you learn in school is that there's 9 planets.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
that
big
pulls problem. The rug out of everything I thought I knew. But, I mean, you know, sometimes I think that the Earth... Maybe we're going to get thrown out for misbehavior or something someday. But so I'm supposed to say something about Pluto staying in the solar system?
Yeah, give us an argument of why it should still be a planet.
Oh, God, I put myself on the spot. Because it looks good. I've seen pictures of it, and, you know, it's a nice-looking planet, and I think... why not? And 9's kind of I prefer the number 9. I like odd numbers. If you talk to people who are into numerology, the number 9 is a big number for them. I don't really know why. How am I doing?
Those are two compelling arguments. I have to agree. That's very compelling.
And, you know, I like the name. It's named, you know, for a Disney character. I mean, it's got one of the more interesting names. Earth is kind of a dull name. I mean, just dirt. Yeah. Earth. I mean, so...
what would you call the Earth?
What would I call it?
Yeah, to make it more, you know, snappy.
What would you call it? I'm going to throw this one back at you. I don't think that quick on my feet here.
The aqua planet.
Aqua?
Yeah,
aqua. Okay. Yeah. Aquarius, I don't know. Might not be... Because you said aqua, so it made me think Aquarius, because we're leading in that direction. But we could call it Mickey, because we have Pluto... And, you know, then there's Mickey Mouse.
Well, that's true.
So that might work. Or Minnie to you know, because we don't have any planets named after women.
Oh, Venus.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, how could I forget that?
Venus.
That's the best name, I think. So anyway, how am I doing? Do I win the EP?
I'd
or?
Say you win the EP.
Yeah,
that's 3 compelling arguments. Why not?
Okay.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. We got it.
And I think I'm going to come down and pick it up shortly.
Oh, right. You know where Cows is? Come on down.
Fantastic. We'll see
you. Yeah, later. I know where you are. Behind the Bohemian Market, right?
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay. I'll see you later.
Thank you for calling, Robert.
Okay.
Bye.
All right.
There it is. So, so we've just won one of the Fish Bears' new EPs. CD, it's weird because it's not two-sided, so it is an EP because it's between, but it's, yeah.
Yeah.
You can't turn it over, I know.
Well, you could. It just wouldn't do you much good.
It just wouldn't play, would it?
Right.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
So, should we play something else?
Sure.
That number four that you wanted to play before?
Right. This next song is also another one that's been with us for a long time. It's called One with the Sea, and it's a waltz.
Oh.
It's kind of fast.
As the moon rises over the sea, the lights of a tavern, they're calling to me, and I've bided my time, I've wasted most of my life, now my heart's growing cold. Oh, but the sea, she's calling to me, rolling waves, the seagulls call. I may be long in my ears, but I'm short on my sea legs. I may be long in my ears, but I'm short on my sea legs, sir. The sea, she's calling to me, rolling waves, the seagulls call. I may be long in my ears, but I'm short on my sea legs. I may be long in my ears, but I'm short on my sea legs, sir.
Yeah.
the sea. Can't you see? I'm finally free. I'm finally, finally free.
Okay. And that was Fish Bear.
Yeah.
And what was that track called again?
That was called One with the Sea.
One with the Sea?
Yes, it's a kind of depressing story about an old man that wanted to be a sailor his entire life and then never was. And yeah.
Okay. And who's was that?
Yeah, I sang that one. Yeah, I wrote the lyrics, but that was it was originally called Waltz Ska when we first started out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it started as a Travis composition and morphed into a Fish Bear entity.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, neat. Now, you know, it's a small. You know, it's a small area, this, so everyone knows everybody. And one thing I did find out that, Hadley, you're quite a basketball player, I understand.
Really?
No. I'm just going to go ahead and say no to that one.
Really?
I used to play basketball.
Yeah, I mean
school, I like it.
You know.
It's fun.
Yeah.
You play basketball. Play basketball better than me.
Don't be shy. You're being good. Yeah.
Sure, what do you want to know about basketball?
Any tips, you know, for the Warriors?
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah.
I wish I had something.
Any Clippers fans out there? Anybody?
That would be a big wailing silence out there.
Yeah. I've always wanted to be a Clippers fan, but I've never had the balls to just have my heart crushed all the time.
But at least you'd get good seats, you know.
Yeah.
Oh. So that, what stuff do you guys listen to when you just, you know, when you kick back and listen to music now? What stuff do you listen to, which isn't yours?
Should I start?
Yeah.
I listen to a lot of, like, electronic music now, like synthesizer-based, like Aphex Twin and Rat-A-Tat, and, yeah, other weird stuff, pretty much.
I guess nowadays I've gotten a little more into folk rock and indie than I have in a while. I listen to a lot of Fleet Foxes and the Decemberists, but I'm also into electronica. Like I think Fish Bear in general is into electronica, like Rat-A-Tat, Bird and the Bee. Yeah, Aphex Twin, definitely. But yeah.
I'm a big fan of all of that stuff too. And I'm going to plug another electronic artist that I listen to a lot, and that's Edit. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of him. He's from LA. Just DJ from down there. Pretty cool. And I've been listening to a lot of Cake lately.
Oh, right, yeah.
And also a lot of NPR.
Bad news.
Yeah, yeah, when I can't get cows FM.
All right. Excellent. We love them. Oh, no, you should give out your website and all that type of information, right. How people can, you know, download your music and read about you and see some videos.
Yeah, I think if you Google Fish Bear, we're some of the top links. I think most of the top links are us, and the rest of them, or most of the rest of them, link to us, I think. And we're on MySpace and Facebook. We have a few videos that are from a while ago that are kind of Fish Bear Easter eggs, I suppose. I don't think anybody remembers us making them, but we have a couple stupid videos on YouTube.
And our website is fishbear.org. Pretty straight to the point. We've got links from there to all our social networking stuff and our blogs and
Twitter and
yeah,
and we're also on iTunes.
You can pick up the EP there if you'd like.
Oh, excellent, excellent. Do you have a preference?
How you
people
get
do it from iTunes. You know, do you make more? You know, if they buy the album, you know, the CD separate or on iTunes, is there? Do you know how that works?
The only two ways to get it are like in person or iTunes. So.
I guess we prefer at shows because then you come see us, but.
Yeah.
And we can meet you and see your beautiful shining faces.
And then you can get in the email list and find out all the fish bear information you want to know in the future.
And you could buy a t-shirt or a pin.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Oh, yeah.
So have you got, you know, when you do your gigs, do you have like a following, you know, do you have a following, people who, you know, who are coming every time, you know?
I know at Hot Monk we've got a good following going. Every time we play there, a lot of kids from Santa Rosa and Sebastopol come out and see us.
Yeah, we've got a great group of kids from Santa Rosa and Sebastopol that are really enthusiastic and dancing their butts off.
That we always play our best shows to them for sure. Yeah,
those are our peeps.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah,
that's nice. You know, I mean, that's the whole thing. You know, every group started somewhere, you know, with that following, which, you know, then they bust out from there, you know.
Our fans from Santa Rosa High School and Annalie and all the schools around here definitely have been a big influence in why we keep going, because, I mean, if we didn't have a following or a crowd, what's the point? I mean, we just want to, people listening to our music is a good thing.
Yeah, you're not just doing it up in your attic somewhere.
Yeah,
I do that believing.
Too. Well, that's good. Robert's here. You can present him with the EP.
There you go.
For defending Pluto.
Played on my show.
Worthy cause.
I know we're on the air, so I don't want to screw things up. I'll just hang out.
Okay.
All right, so
we should play number 5?
The very last song on our EP, yeah. Okay.
That's Hard Stillin'. It's a song about prohibition.
And this one was actually recorded separately from the other ones.
Yeah, we recorded this in Travis's garage.
In our studio where we practice every day.
Okay. So different production values.
Yeah. Hopefully it's not noticeable.
Okay.
Okay.
Back in the neighborhood, we're still in something. And if you think I should, we could make ends meet. In the back of my car, you'll find some mason jars. And if you miss the bar, pick yourself a treat. Card to show, trust you to keep it low. Tell no one where you go when you leave at night. Find yourself at a dead end, you know for whom to send. Whiskey is your best friend when you're out of luck. We've been doing the best that we can in these times that prove so hard. And if you be so kind as to take my hand, I'll show you where the places are.
Oh, if they should ask you, forget what you've seen here tonight. Oh, and if your alibi should fail you, you were never here and nor was I.
Take it up, we've got the potent stuff. Straight out of Canada, it'll knock you out. Oh, you know you need me. Your bottle's empty. Have what you don't have. We've been doing the best that we can in these times that prove so hard. And if you be so kind as to
All right. Nice one.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So that was called?
A Hard Stillin'.
A Hard Stillin'.
Yeah.
So that's, you're right, Prohibition, right? Yeah. Of course you guys remember that, yeah.
Oh, yeah, of course, back in the 30s. That was rough.
I don't know how we got through.
It must be a Dorian Gray thing, you know.
Oh, yeah. Kept us down.
You got those portraits up in that attic you were.
don't tell. Yeah. God.
So now, yeah, you were just saying you've been played on a few different radio stations. You're getting some play, airplay.
Hey, yeah.
A smidge, yeah.
From time to time.
Yeah.
We played live on The Crush and at KSRO.
Yeah, that one. Yeah. And we should be, I think we should probably play live out here at Cows sometime.
Yeah, no, definitely. We would have tonight, but half of us are playing at a Haiti benefit lawyer's office in Santa Rosa. Oh.
Yeah, the Finley Center that Lawyers with Heart. I don't know if any of the listeners out there have heard about that tonight, but it's too late for you to go now.
But there'll be more.
Yeah.
Be more for Haiti, because my goodness, do they need help.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Unbelievable. Yeah, it makes us be so thankful for where we, you know, the area we live in. It's such a paradise, you know, compared to, you know, Haiti. You know, it wasn't good beforehand, let alone now.
Yeah.
And it's, Do you have, you know, do you go out and do benefits and things to help different...
Yeah, we do when we get offered them. We do play benefits.
Yeah.
We haven't in a while, but...
We had to turn down a Haiti benefit a while ago. It was a really great show put together by some people that we know at the Phoenix Theater. And they had a really good Haiti benefit out there. And we unfortunately couldn't play it because our trombone player had a... mouth virus that he's still recovering from.
We didn't want him spraying blood from his trombone all over the crowd, so
yeah, he did a bit of that last night, and that wasn't so nice.
I wouldn't want to be in the first row.
Oh no!
Yeah, like the Blue Man Group, but with red.
Oh yeah. That's gruesome.
Yeah. Oh, good. Well, Fishbear, why don't you give out your website again and any information?
That's fishbearer.org.
Yeah, or you can find us on MySpace or Facebook just by putting in our names in the search bar. And we also have a Twitter and a blog on...
We've got a blog at fishbearer.tumblr.com, and we've got a Twitter that's twitter.com/fishbearmusic, and our Facebook is facebook.com/facebookmusic, and there's going to be a quiz, so write down our MySpace is just myspace.com/legendoffishbear. Oh, whoa.
And this next
Can
Friday...
Yeah.
You know, I'm thinking if... I might interrupt here a second. Then in about 10, 15 years, the list is going to take about a half hour. The way these things are proliferating. Oh, right. Facebook, then there's Twitter, then there's this. And by, you know,
the holograph, the avatar.
Yeah.
And then, yeah. Do you have avatars yet?
Not yet. We're saving up.
We're trying to move to Pandora, but that's really what this band thing is about. We're trying to get together some money to move out to Pandora.
Oh, great.
We'll get there.
Live with the natives. But yeah, this next Friday we're also playing at the Highland Dell up in Monterio, and it's going to be a good show.
And you can catch us on Easter at the Hop Monk.
Right.
And Easter Sunday night.
Easter Sunday? Do you know what date that is?
April 4th.
April 4th.
Oh, yeah.
Come and see us in our kind of native environment, I'd say.
Yeah,
we put on good shows there.
Guaranteed.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, because we always have the... you ever come to the April Fool's Day Parade in Occidental? You ever been to that?
I haven't yet. No, it sounds interesting.
Do tell.
Incredible. Oh, everyone parades and it's totally wild. from kids to old people, everyone's dressed up and there's music and it is fun. Highly recommended. Watch out for it.
Have to check it out.
Yeah, I'll keep you posted on the... I'll send you when it's coming. It's normally about pretty close to April 1st.
All right.
Well, thank you so much, Hadley, Joss, and Gavin, for coming in from Fishbear.
Thank you for having us. We had a great time.
Yeah, hope to see you again soon.
Yeah, maybe we can come back in here and play live sometime.
Absolutely. Just decide when you want to, and we'll do it. All right. Just let me know. We haven't
Sounds
had
great.
Actually a full... you know, like a real opening yet. You know, we've been doing stuff, but we've just moved, but we haven't had an official opening.
Make a week and you'll be your opening act.
Exactly. First of the first. You know.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming in. And,
thank you.
Great luck and have a fabulous... I'll be out of town, unfortunately, next week, but I'll miss the show, but I'll catch you definitely live at the next one coming up.
Great.
For sure.
Thank you.
Awesome. Hope to see you there. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And, keep listening for Fish Bear and next week at the Highland Dell. That's the 12th.
Yeah.
In Monte Rio. So thank you, and we'll just do another song. My next, I'm not here next week, but the week after, I'm going to have Amber Lee in, of Amber Lee and the Anomalies.
Oh, yeah.
And she'll be appearing live in the studio with her accordion, talking about accordions earlier. So let's play one of her new ones off of her Estuaries CD called Beautiful Decay.
Park benches as bedrooms over manicured.
right. That was Amber Lee and the Anomalies. So you're listening to Arnaldo, your host of Tommy's Holiday Camp. And I hope you're enjoying, hope you enjoyed that interview with Fish Bear. Now I've just got to find, I got totally thrown off here. And, oh, here we go. And, yeah, just playing some new music in between before Throwback comes in, Spencer Burrows and the like. And another CD that just came out, in fact, last weekend was the CD release party down in San Francisco. And that was from the Mermen, who, if you don't know them, they're psychedelic surf music. I saw them years ago, about 95, I think it was, at Burning Man. They were playing there in the desert with the sand blowing, not much good surfing weather, but they played. So anyway, so I thought I'd play part of their tracks. A lot of them are pretty long, so let's do... which one did I really like? Yeah, Apocalypso, number 6. So, Apocalypso by brand new CD from the Mermen. We'll be right back.
Now, I must get my head round this recycling stuff. Orange crates on Monday, yeah? No, Tuesday. And black bag on Monday, after the green sacks on alternate Fridays. No, that's green bins. Because it's, yes, green sacks are on the first Wednesday of the month, yeah. Okay, got that. Brown sacks is cardboard, flattened cardboard every Tuesday as well. No. Oh, shit. Thursdays, of course. Thursdays. Metal, plastic, and broken glass can also go in black bags. Broken glass, double wrapped broken glass. That can go on Mondays as well. Good. Okay, well, that's it then. What do we do with these few small pieces of asbestos?
Yes. Oh, yes. That was Binet by Three Bonzos and a Piano off of their literally released CD tomorrow. That's going to be in London at the Bloomsbury Theatre. They're going to be the CD release party. We got exclusive CD in America, and you're hearing it first on Cowes Radio, 107.3 FM. On your frequency modulating dial, 3,000 blazing milliwatts of power going over the West County and screeching over Santa Rosa and Healdsburg and all those places. So listen in, www.kows.fm. You can get us on the internet tubings and keep listening to your community radios. And in fact, talking about binning it and recycling, last week had a wonderful interview with Captain Charles Moore. And he's the person who had the dubious honor of discovering the Pacific Garbage Patch, the Great Pacific Garbage Patch. And I had Nancy Joe and Birdley from KGGV, our sister station on the Russian River in Guerneville, in, and we spoke for nearly 2 hours with Captain Moore, and it was a wonderful interview, but fairly depressing to hear about what's happening in the world. And we'll move on from that. And something else. Somebody I did interview a couple of months ago, and you can get it on, and you can listen to on my website, which is www.tommysholidaycamp.com, all one word, TOMMYSHOLIDAYCAMP, tommysholidaycamp, and .com. And who I had on a couple of months ago was Colin Hay, and he was with the band Men at Work. And just yesterday, it was in the paper that, in fact, he's being sued because the big song they had called Down Under, in fact, it turns out the flute solo in it and the song was actually plagiarized by a song called The Kookaburra Tree, which it seems is sung around campfires and stuff. So anyway, so here's Colin Hay and Down Under.
Trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady. She made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under? A woman go and men wonder. Can't you hear the thunder? You gotta run, you gotta take cover. Six foot.
Yeah, Colin Hay and Men at Work and Down Under. He's being sued by the people who wrote the Kookaburra Tree. And so we'll see how that works out. Hey, even George Harrison lost, didn't he? His My Sweet Lord. So usually that happens. And hi, Mark. I forgot them again, of course. I'm sorry. Oh, dear. I'm literally bringing Mark's albums in, and I forgot it once more. I can't believe it. I suppose I left too early today. So anyway, this is Arnaldo, your host of Tommy's Holiday Camp. And welcome. We're having a good time here. We have Frobeck coming into the studio. Miss Annie is here with Ziggy, and we'll be getting set up. So welcome, 874-1073, if you want to give a call into the studio. Area code 707. So that's 874-1073. Area code 707. Love to hear from you, hear where you're coming from. And we're just about 25 past eight, so let me just mention one of our wonderful underwriters who keep the doors open and the electricity flowing. And that's Mumbo's Pizza, yeah. Seven-time winner of the Bohemian's Best of the North Bay Award. And that's for pizzas, yeah. Mumbo has locations in Sebastopol and Santa Rosa, and Mumbo's thin-crust East Coast-style pizza is joined on the menu with homemade soups, sandwiches, salads, gelatos, and more. And there's even a vegan option on pizzas and soups. So for more information, go to mumbospizza.com. That's mumbospizza.com. So they do good pizzas, and they are local. So don't go to those big chains when you can go to local, and it is better by more than a half. So, yeah, just hang in there. We've got stuff grooving up, and I'm going to be playing some more new tracks from various people who've wandered this way or I enjoy. And somebody I really enjoy, and he's come out with a new CD, just came out last month, and it's back into his old style. That's Dan Hicks and the Hot Licks, and he's back in on it, and his new album is called Tangled Tales. So I thought I would play the title track, Tangled Tales. Oh, yes, Dan Hicks and the Hot Licks and Tangled Tales. That's his very, very latest CD. And let's see who's on that CD. He's got some pretty good people. David Grisman, let's see, Roberta Donnay, Bruce Foreman, Austin DeLeon, Joey Hoyson, Chris Goldsmith. He's got some pretty good people backing him up on this, and he's back to his old style. I just love Dan Hicks. From way back, Last Train to Hicksville and all that sort of stuff. So, yeah, let's go forward in time to, again, another new album. And this is by the Sippy Cups. They are a local band. And they are excellent, very quirky. They do know Gabby Lala and the ukulele, so you know they're going to be pretty unusual. So let's... the album's called The Time Machine. The CD, I should say. So why don't I play the title track? They call it The Time Machine. This is the Sippy Cups.
That tree, it's iridescent. Where are you going? Just follow me.
It's a tree with a door.
Shouldn't we open it?
That's for don't tell anyone.
Don't tell anyone.
Machine has ears and eyes that cry sometimes and hypnotize.
Well, that was the Sippy Cups, and I hope you enjoyed that. That was The Time Machine, and that's off their latest album. So I thought I'd just before, as Spencer and Chris of Throwback are just setting up, and Miss Annie is here, and I thought I'd play another CD, which I just got, and it's by a chanteuse. If I say that right, I've got the wrong, I'm terrible at French accents, so being English, but anyway, this is Renee Wilson, and she's a lovely singer, and this is her latest CD, just came out, called Voodoo Queen, and this is the title track called Voodoo Queen.
But I wouldn't play that game, 'cause it's a scary one if you let her. She told me all about your love. She told me that you would not be true. And she told me I would have to get revenge on you for you hurt me too. Oh, voodoo queen, what do you mean? Woman, don't do this to me. Don't do this to me. What can I say? I took a bite. I got a doll that was shaped just like your face. Turn around, the witch, she looked just like me. Oh my God.